Power and CTE Outdoor Power.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. Jack Campbell has made his way from his very high-end fundraiser. Pats and individuals and high limits. And this mayoral candidate's sort of taken on a life of his own.
I'm amazed that Blood Work has a new name now. I was at a fundraising event where they took 3 vials from my arm, but I'm okay.
Well,
you know, you have to do that from time to time when you're old and decrepit.
What, go to the doctor?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, they got to make sure, you know, Jack can't... Look, you can't have a mayor who's on the fritz.
No, heck no.
you got to make sure he's tuned up. So you got to go in there and get tuned up for the big race. When does the race kick off? August?
August of 19.
That's when the election is. August of 18.
Yeah.
So this August, you can start raising the money.
I'm telling you.
We'll collect all donations here. Mm-hmm. Make your payments to Baron Coleman Fundraising Services.
Uh-huh.
I'll take my 70.
I'll get my 10%.
I'll kick my 70% off the top. Then we have 20% administrative fees, and 10% will go to Jack Campbell for
Mayor. You sound like Claire Austin and Perry Hooper Jr.
That was Jack Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I said it.
That was Jack Campbell. Jack, you came in and you mentioned Mark Sanford. We've already talked about it, but why does that tickle your fancy? During the break, you asked about it.
Because I had seen it early this morning. Because Trump trashed him, I loved it.
Yeah.
Because he trashed Trump.
I love it, too. That's kind of the angle we took. That
you're kind of hoping that our second congressional district current representative gets the same treatment.
Yeah.
In the runoff election, that would be one Mrs. Roby. By the way, I'm holding in my hand an invitation to a fundraising breakfast that Martha Roby had at the Dianetics Solutions Complex in Huntsville, Alabama.
Dianetics, like L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, Dianetics, D-Y.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Wasn't that book where he launched his religion?
In the 80s.
She held it at a Dianetics thing? What was saying again?
Dianetics Solutions Complex.
That's probably
please join us for breakfast.
Is she a Christian? What do they call those people?
It's not Dianetics.
Scientologists.
Yeah. Is that what that is? Scientology?
No, I don't think Martha is a Scientologist.
Well, you said Dianetics.
Dianetics.
Oh, not Dianetics.
Dianetics. Like diarrhea.
No, that's diarrhea.
Oh, diarrhea.
Like Dianetics.
Right. Anyway, she had this breakfast. It was on Monday.
Yeah.
And she had it in Huntsville, where all the defense contractors are, and it said, please join us for a breakfast with Martha Roby, Alabama District 2. And then underneath it says Appropriations Committee. Then underneath that it says Subcommittee on Defense. Suggested contribution levels, individual $1,000, or to the PAC, $5,000. Now, I didn't know she lived in District 5.
Oh, up in Huntsville?
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
You know,
that's where all the federal contractors
are. This is so typical of swamp people.
Swamp
people. It is so damn typical. I mean, she got up there. You know, this is what I hate about Martha. She got up there and became a part of the system that she promised she was going to change. She fell right into it, sucking up to Paul Ryan, first of all to Boehner, then to Eric Cantor, and then to Paul Ryan. And, you know, I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of people like her. And let me tell you, you need to look in the mirror, Martha, because Mark Sanford got his butt beat last night, and he was a never-Trumper. And the only reason she's for Trump is because he's got an agenda that she has to vote for, or we'd run her out of Dodge. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just... it pissed me off.
Well, I don't want to get in your way and get run over by that, right?
You know... When somebody sticks a needle in you early in the morning, it ruins your day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
But anyway.
I'd be a terrible IV drug addict.
I
don't understand how people
I'd be like,
are
I'll just do it. Don't just shoot me up. I don't want to see it.
Am I the only one that's upset about this? I mean, I know.
I know how politics works. So if you're in office, you go where the money is.
I know, but it just... Raising, you know, I think she's raised like $1 million out of D.C.
Yeah, it may not be enough. Maybe it will. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Our number 272-9228.
Swamp critter.
If you want to get in, Charles Hollis.
Standing in the drain, keeping it from running out.
They didn't stick you in the right place.
Where should they have stuck me, Hollis, comma Charles?
Anyway, I would talk to Jared. Jared would talk to his father-in-law, and his father-in-law will endorse Martha Roby.
Really?
And don't think I won't do it, neither.
Well, I'm so happy you're going to do it.
What is your connection with Jared fishing in the Potomac? Is that it?
And many times I've called 272-9228.
Yeah.
Before y'all got there.
Yeah.
While y'all are there. Mm-hmm. And when y'all leave.
Do you ever call 1-800-289-9228? Or in the old days, did you call *1170 on your cell phone?
Within the past year and a half to 2 years, I came up with this little tune. In the morning, trump on. In the evening, trump on. Late at night, trump on. Daytime, trump on. Baby, darling, trump on. The greatest ever being. Probably the greatest that ever will be. From the heart of Dixie, ladies and gentlemen, Trump on.
Trump on,
Thank you,
Charles.
Hollis, comma Charles. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Joel.
It's hard to follow that. I'm going to tell you what, I like that one. What I was wanting to say, though, is, you know, they had telethons for social distancing. I want to pay $5 Jack campaign and challenge everybody out there to send Jack $5 for this campaign.
A telethon for Jack's mayoral campaign?
Yes.
Like the old March of Dimes telethon on WCOV?
Yes, except this would be a radio pod.
You know what happens when you do those?
What?
People change the channel.
Oh.
Hey, not for this,
well,
they won't.
You know you changed the channel, Jack.
You crossed the line, Trisha. You have crossed the line.
But y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.
I think a telethon would work marvels. I really think that would work, Jack.
You're too young to remember, Trisha, but WCOV would have a March of Dimes telethon. They would have like 20 phones lined up.
And they would show all the callers.
And they would bring in a celebrity every year. One year it was... I don't know, the guy that played some cowboy show on TV. And they would always be, I think one year they brought in Wishbone from the series Rawhide.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun. And, you know, if you were cool, you get to go up to the station and meet them.
Oh, yeah.
And I lived right down the street from WCOV when I was growing up.
Where's WCOV?
It's on Adrian Lane between Narrow Lane and Audubon.
Oh, I know what it is, yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
David.
Jack Quest.
Jack Quest.
Yeah, that's the high dollar area town now.
You need body armor to even drive down the street.
You think?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I tell you, any morning, if you want to get your blood going, just watch the opening 15 minutes of Morning Joe.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I quit watching the Today Show back in 2000, and I'll never watch them again.
You know, during the election, I watched Morning Joe.
Oh, did you?
Oh, boy.
Was it awful?
No, it was actually wonderful. They were very pro-Trump.
Really?
Yes. During the Republican primary, they couldn't get enough Donald Trump.
Oh, because they thought he would lose, and then they'd have their lady.
Yeah, they wanted him as the nominee, I'm sure.
Yeah, this morning it was funny because, of course, Joe Scarborough, he's sitting there talking about, you know, what a despicable person Trump is. And he actually went Hillary Clinton because he started basically calling anybody who voted for Trump a cult, part of a cult. You know, that they're not Republicans, they're a cult.
Oh,
you
we,
know,
and
I'm sitting there going, just
are.
Keep talking. Yeah,
we absolutely are.
You know what, the people like that, you know, and these are the people that, as I call it, inside the beltway-itis, you know, that they just literally believe that America, that we average Joe Americans can't exist without them, you know, telling us what to do, how to live our lives, running our lives for us, you know, that the country would literally just cease to exist without people like Joe Scarborough and Mika and that whole crowd and the establishment in Washington, D.C. running the show. And, you know, here we're seeing how things are getting done with Trump, you know, in fractions of time that it would take years for them to get anything done.
Don't you get the picture that Donald Trump is sitting around the Oval Office with a perfectly clean desk, looking at John Bolton and General Kelly, saying, "Bring me more stuff to fix."
Yeah.
I'm running. I'm getting bored.
Hey, did you ever see there was a commercial a couple of years ago, and I forgot what it was for, but it was showing a bunch of firemen sitting in the Senate, They're like the guy's gaveling. He says, "Who wants clean water?" They all raise their hand. That was easy. He gavels it. Who wants clean air? And he gavels it. All right, we're going to get clean air. And it's just, you know, that's the way Trump operates. I mean, he just, you know, he just basically, you know, I'm going to do this. And
what he's proving is that every other president was sabotaging the United States of America.
Yeah,
that's exactly. I thought about that.
Every
yesterday.
Other president was sabotaging America.
Everybody had a chance to do this, and they left it like it was.
It was.
Absolutely.
It's not difficult to fix these things. You just got to have the will and some
kahunas.
Yes, and the guts to do it.
Yeah, the resolve. Exactly. Have a good one, guys.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
How could you shape your mouth to say such a thing?
We'll be back. I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love?
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Plus, use your new and existing CFNA credit card and get up to $100. See Big A Tires and Automotive, 3114 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit two claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval, prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Welcome back in 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. This hour of the program, as you guys know, each and every day, brought to you by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage saving our audience millions and millions of dollars. Let me tell you, I haven't said this in a while. If your boss came into you and said, listen, you give me a 10-minute phone call, I might be able to boost your paycheck by $200-$400 a month. And maybe take 10 years off your mortgage payment for you. The company will pay for it. I just need 10 minutes of your time. Would you say, nah, boss, I'm busy, not today, maybe next week, maybe next month? No, you would. I mean, you would leave skid marks in your chair trying to get, that's probably a bad way to put it. You would leave skid marks on the carpet. Your feet would be moving so quickly trying to get there. Please don't leave skid marks in your chair. Please don't leave skid marks in your chair. But you would be hustling to get to the boss's office. Well, this is what Kim Williams is offering you. Give her a call, 567-4223. Talk to her about your mortgage, and you might have money coming your way in terms of a reduced mortgage payment or years shaved off your mortgage. Well, Baron, I know I have a good rate. I got the best rate ever. I got a great loan. My person took care of me last time. I used Kim Williams last time. Call her anyway, because there may be insurances and fees and other things that she can get knocked off of your loan now that you've been a good paying customer for a few months. So call her, 567-4223. 567-4223, her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Trisha joins us on Wednesdays. Clint, you're on the air.
Oh, you took my call.
I take over every call, yeah.
Well, I didn't think you would.
Well, unless they hang up.
Or you hang up on them.
Sometimes I hang up on them.
I got him last Friday, Miss Trish. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got him.
Good.
I was the last call, and I just had to do it, so. It was comical.
I have to go back and listen to that. I missed it. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
All right, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah.
On your show yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. Kim Jong-un looked like he's about to fall out of that chair.
Uh-huh.
The look on his face, I thought the man was going to faint.
Yeah, he looked in awe, really. He looked very nervous.
He sure did. Hey, the IG report comes out tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
Sir. As predicted on this program, accurately, the birthday of one Donald John Trump.
I feel like they're just not going to come out with it. Like
Trisha, if you spoil this for me, you will not be welcome back here.
It's just been
okay.
Like,
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the moment that this IG report is going to come off. Don't ruin it.
I am so excited about
it. Don't ruin it.
All right, I'm going to be listening again. Well, I listen every day. Yeah. I mean, who listens every day?
Everybody.
Everybody.
And I don't miss 9 to 12. Never.
All right.
I'm always here.
Well, that's great. We appreciate it. I'm still trying to get over skid marks.
Don't even. I almost lost it.
Yeah. I'm trying to get over that.
I was visualizing that. It was terrible.
What I was trying to articulate was you move very quickly.
We got you.
Yeah, we understand. Sometimes you don't move quickly enough. And that's why you have skid marks.
On your chair.
Looks like a piece of raw bacon in your pants. But anyway.
I could tell by that look in your eye that you were going to do that. And I thought, I'm going to die laughing on air and, like, snort or something.
Snort, not here. It's illegal. But,
you got to go to Portugal. Yeah. Jersey.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm okay.
Hey, when you guys were talking about the news that comes out, you know what us northerners say about that?
What?
Forget it. Forget about it. Yeah, that's right. You see the movie Donnie Brasco?
Oh, I love the movie Donnie Brasco. Yeah. Holy mackerel. That's one of my favorites.
Forget About It pretty good.
They do, yeah. That Donnie Brasco, I need to watch that again. I hadn't seen that in probably 5 years. It's a great movie.
You know, the way the things are going, here's what I think Trump is doing. He wants the American people to think about, do I want what's good for America? Or what's good for my party? I mean, that's pretty much what it's coming. I love Pelosi and Schumer. Let them keep talking.
Yeah.
Because they are making such fools of themselves. Pelosi, they don't even put her on anymore.
How did they not realize it?
Well, I don't know. I love it.
They're crazy.
I think it's great for the Republicans.
Yeah, it's got to be. Unless the whole world
I think
gone
when
crazy.
People hear them now, they just think what they're saying is just preposterous.
Yeah. And I think it's bringing more people over to the American side, which is the Republican side.
American side. You're right, because they are a bunch of traitors with what they're talking about right now.
Yeah. And I don't think I'll ever watch another Robert De Niro movie.
Nope.
I've been accused to have an appearance like him, too.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
People have told me since I was about 35 years old, you know, you look a little bit like Robert De Niro. And most of the time they say, like a movie star. And not that Robert De Niro is good looking or anything, but they compare me to him for some reason. It must be the grumpy old guy look.
There may be that accent, too.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, forget about it. Hey, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. We love you, sir, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Love you, too, Jersey. I remember his first phone call to this program.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, he rolled the dice, didn't he?
Yeah, he called in. He said, hey, I just left your family. Good kids. 5 kids, right? And I was like, 5 at the time. I was like, yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, the hell is this? But then we had a light switch.
You sure it wasn't 4 at the time?
May have been 4. I don't know.
I think it was.
But anyway, whatever it was, he said, hey, great family. I just met them all. Wife and kids. I said, what the hell were you doing in my house? You know, I'm like getting my gun, loading it, you know, and he's like, I was the guy who worked on your light switch. So I remember the first call. Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Oh, well, pretty good. You know, the skid mark thing is progressive. You know?
Oh, gosh, back to skid marks, Jack.
Then you got to go to the Citco bathroom and throw away your underwear, right?
Oh, no.
Come on now. That's not why I called.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, do y'all remember, and specifically the older folks there, and when Jerry Lewis, after about the 20th hour, his hair was a mess, the shirt was rumpled, his zipper was down, he was wearing different shoes, one on one foot and a different one on the other. Do y'all remember those days, or is that just telling
me? I don't remember the specific thing happening, but I remember those days for sure.
Oh, Jerry Lewis, after I think it was 24 hours straight and into the 18th hour, he was a wreck, slobbering, and I think that got him more money.
People were like, give him some money. Get him off the air. Are you giving us tips for our telethon?
If you hadn't seen that, Jerry Lewis, it's hard to explain it. But he did it for years.
Yeah, he did.
But anyway, maybe that was back in the day. But anyway, young lady, it's nice to talk to you. I hadn't talked to you yet. And I'll let you guys talk to somebody else.
It's nice talking to you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Notice he didn't like talking to us, Jack.
Do you blame him? We didn't buy into the Skidmark deal.
Just a couple old crusty King Tankers.
Don't mention the word crusty, please. After all that, just don't do it. You had to do it, didn't you? Oh, you had to do it.
Speaking of that, I'm getting off the subject.
We're not speaking of it anymore.
He was talking about Jerry Lewis after 24 hours. Yeah. I did watch the Trump interview on Hannity last night, and Trump had been away for 25 hours. Oh, That's how he said that starting his interview. He did not look disheveled.
No.
He still had it together. I mean, I imagine what I would look like after being awake for 25 hours under that kind of stress.
Because a lot of the summit took place after midnight here in the United States. The press conference was at 3 a.m. He'd mm-hmm. been up since the day before.
Yeah. And then didn't sleep on the way there. Apparently, they were preparing on the way there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he gave the first interview to Sean Hannity because I didn't used to be a Hannity fan. He does drive me a little crazy sometimes. But he was an always Trumper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was Trump day one, and he always promoted him. And
somebody was talking about that yesterday. I don't know if it was on y'all's show. They were talking about, when did you decide you were going to vote for Trump? It was a caller called in. And I was talking to my mom about it, and I was like, you know what? I decided the day he announced he was running.
Yeah.
I mean,
A lot of people did. I was a little later than that.
I wasn't. Yeah. I thought, if this man is going to leave his life and do that because he feels like we need that big of a change, he must know something that we need to know.
Well, turns out you were right, and Jack and I were slow. Jason.
Hey, guys. First time caller. How are y'all?
Hold on. You get your random button.
Wow.
Okay, there you go.
I appreciate that.
You want another one? You want a redo?
Yeah!
Okay, there you go.
That was better.
I tell you what, why don't we do one more?
One more just for...
Yay!
Just don't do the farting sound, please, yeah. Baron.
I could probably find it in
here. I'm sure you could.
It's under Greg's
farting. Well, Jason, welcome to the program.
So tell me this, guys. I'm new to the area. I moved at the beginning of May.
Oh, wow.
I consider myself pretty politically savvy. You know, I like to keep up with politics.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you there before you get too far in your story and I forget what I wanted to ask. Where did you move from and why are you here?
From Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
Where?
Arizona. Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
Wow, I don't know if I should trust you.
You know, that's the home of Jeff Flake and John McCain.
I know.
Well, I tell you, I was only there briefly.
Are you here for a job or pleasure?
He's Air Force.
I'm here at Maxwell.
Are you here for one of the schools?
Air War College. Well, I'm guessing. Isn't that why people come here?
I just do maintenance on airplanes.
I would think that would be a pretty important
job. I don't think that's
job.
A just do maintenance. I think it's like, I do maintenance on airplanes. I don't want the guy that's maintaining my airplane to just do maintenance.
So, Jason,
take a bit of pride in it.
What's on your mind, Jason?
Well, I tell you, I've been doing a lot of research regarding the congressional race down here as, you know, it's going to affect me moving forward. And I've come across that Martha Roby is not on the Armed Services Committee.
She's
not on the Agricultural Committee either, and that really baffled me as well.
Yeah, that is baffling.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at a fundraiser thing. She's on Judiciary Committee, this Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations.
Well, she went up to that on appropriations, right?
All night?
She is on appropriations, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, but...
Well, where I'm from back in Georgia, they call that the Wine and Dine Committee.
Ooh.
Wine and Dine Committee. Well, obviously, if she's having a fundraiser in Huntsville inviting all the defense contractors to come... I mean,
whoa. You're telling me she's having a fundraiser in Huntsville, Alabama?
Yeah.
She had it Monday. That's in District 5, isn't it?
How do you know so much about Alabama?
He is.
He just moved here in May.
He's really on it.
That is 5. She's having it because that's where...
She's running.
You know, the Redstone Arsenal is and all the defense contractors and
she's getting
the rocket
money.
Folks. Anyway, it's...
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting here, I'm going through kind of her campaign contributions right now.
You have run out of stuff to do, my man.
You really have.
Well,
you,
no, I see.
You need what are you 48 on and 48 off?
You need a hobby.
I work at night. Politics is my hobby.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
How about that?
All right.
So who are?
Well, I said a minute ago, and I don't know. I hadn't done the math. I really hadn't looked at the report in a week or two. But she's getting a lot of money out of D.C.
Well, I tell you, it looks like a lot of money out of California and New York as well.
Oh, really?
Those conservative bastions. Hey, I got to run. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Jason. I wonder who he's talking about.
New to Alabama, huh?
Huh.
He must jump around. He says he's from Georgia.
From
he lived
Georgia.
Lived in Arizona now.
Well, the Air Force will do that to you.
Well, I know.
I wouldn't want to move to Arizona. Holy mackerel.
Hot.
Or cold. They don't have any humidity, so when the sun goes down, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Just need that kind of madness.
Just ripe for skid marks.
Oh, gosh. I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm still delivered. I'm yours. Ah, here I am.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, bling me up, Scotty. Yeah, let's get that ring redone. Let's get it re-rhodium. Let's make it look blingy, beautiful, clean, and shiny like the day we got it. Marguerite's is now in the Pepper Tree Shops in Vaughan Road. And we're looking forward to seeing you. We're open 7 days a week in the Pepper Tree Shops right there by Chappie's. Yes, either, you know, just get it blinged up or maybe get a little bigger diamond or a new diamond or our first diamond. Either way, come visit Marguerite's in the Pepper Tree Shops and get blinged up.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
From the Fox Business Network, you could be paying more for things. Producer prices rose in May more than expected, reflecting higher gas prices. The increase 0.5% at the wholesale level is stronger than expected. Over the last year, the increase is 3.1%. Some credit card processors have decided to prohibit transactions to purchase guns. And now small gun shop owners are asking Congress for help. The New York Post says the owners, backed by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, are asking the Senate Banking Committee to review the practice because they say the transactions are legal. Toyota is investing $1 billion in a ride-hailing business based in Singapore. It is Grab, which provides rides in Southeast Asia. Grab is growing in the region. Uber sold its local operations there to Grab in March for a minority stake in the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosolda.
about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. This is a forecast you've heard before, and you're going to hear it a lot more times during the summer months. Partial sunshine today. Another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a rather generous supply again, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight, low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, high temperature in the lower 90s, with again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our free weather app will not only keep you on top of the weather all the time, but when you take it on the road with you, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's a number if you want to get in. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
I think we are censoring Jack.
She's sick of
we
talking
were
about
just rocking
marks,
out man. With
George Benson.
The music.
All right, we'll head to the phone calls in mere moments. I do
why,
want to tell
why
you.
Why would we do that when we got this great song?
This is a great song.
Do we have to pay a royalty?
Well, by now, yeah, we own the song. I mean, we might as well take it and play the whole thing. Let me say this.
Thanks, Rick.
We'll get to the phone calls in mere moments, but I do want to tell you about my friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The special this week, freaking dynamite. It's in a light broth, the special is. It's spinach and meatballs in a light broth, and it's served over noodles, shell noodles. Oh, my goodness. It looked absolutely amazing. Got really thinly sliced Parmesan cheese over the top of it. This is the special. This is the kind of quality you get at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's not just, hey, we got the normal stuff. No, they got really cool, creative, normal dishes that normal places don't have. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is anything but normal. It's absolutely incredible, and I highly recommend you get by there. You can go by there twice a week, and you can, by the time you go through the whole menu, it's been like years. They got a great, big, full menu. And once a week, you can go get a special, and just, you almost never eat the same thing. They have so many specials they rotate through in there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, you know what today is.
Wine Down Wednesday.
Trisha always remembers it's Wine Down Wednesday.
I like wine.
Well, this is the time of day to get it. Not today at 41 after 10 o'clock. Wine.
It's not even 11 yet, Baron.
Well, I know, but in 11 they'll be open and they'll have half-price wine from open to close.
So if you're having a really bad day.
Well, some people like to drink wine at 11. I don't judge them. I just give it to them half-price. That's all. Wine Down Wednesday, half-price wine from open to close each and every Wednesday at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, plus all your Italian favorites, award-winning pizzas, and cannolis. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Ask about the catering menu while you're in there. And in that private room at the Zelda Place location, seats up to 30, got a big TV in there, private door you can shut. Great, great little party room. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get by there, check them out. Randall.
Hey.
Hey,
I know Trisha, I'm sorry. It seems like more do you own? He said mere moments. So much. I think y'all plan to get to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and do a lot of
We do not go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen together. I have to sneak off to go there with my daughter on her lunch break whenever I can, or if I can talk my husband into going at night.
Talk
him into going. You have to like hold a gun to his head to get him to eat Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
He works really hard, and he's really tired.
You ought to bring. Have him cater to your house one evening.
And then I feel guilty about spending money and not cooking myself because I'm a pretty good cook.
Well, you do a lot of damn painting, and so you say.
Did you ever get the house painted?
I mean,
no, we're on furlough right now. I think.
I mean, today I have laughed so much. I mean, and Trisha sit. I mean, she sit right there and said, "If you had a telethon for Jack, everybody would leave." But
I didn't say that about Jack. I said people turn off the TV when you're having
you
a telethon.
But then right after that, you said you sit there and watch somebody get slobbering drunk and kept paying and giving more money. Now, come on, it can't be both of them. It can't be both of them. I think you just talked about Jack.
She really hurt my heart.
I'm sorry.
I know how you can make it up to her, Jack.
Oh, boy.
You can call 84. He knows a good massage parlor. You can take it to.
And with Tumka.
Yeah, he can probably slide you down there and have a good old time. But, man, I enjoy the show. And we'll need a little breather before tomorrow because I know tomorrow and Friday, if Barron don't tear that IG report up, I'm going to be so upset.
We're going to go through it detail by detail.
Are you gonna have it tonight, you think?
Get on air. Bye, Randall.
What did he say that you cut him off?
He let a four-letter word out.
Oh, no.
Sounded like sugar honey iced tea. Oh. Sounded like shaving cream.
Oh.
I wish I knew where Greg's shaving cream bit was. That's a nice little...
I like that.
Nice little time killer there. Skidmark?
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing?
Morning, Mr. Mark. Last name Mark, first name Skid.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Miami. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for asking. Although yesterday, you left me, I was actually outraged with your show yesterday, the end of the show yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I consider that to be a wasted emotion, and I can't remember the last time. And it was all related to that, to my 42nd president making that comment. That norms have changed with what you can do to someone against their will.
That was great, wasn't it?
That dumbfounded me. And when I heard you say that, it's like, oh, man, this guy's gone liberal on us. So I actually researched it, and I listened to it, and the executive how can he say that? How can that be relevant? I mean, does he have Tourette's or something?
Yeah.
Well, in context, at first, when I saw the context, I thought, well, because he was saying it's a good thing that these norms have changed and all this. And then I started thinking, wait a minute. He thought at one time the social mores of America was that you could force people to do things against their will. And he was clearly talking about it in a sexual harassment context. Mm-hmm. He clearly was. Which means that's what he believed to be the case, which gives a lot of credence to people like Paula Jones and Jennifer Flowers and Juanita Broderick and others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so outlandish of him saying that.
It makes
norms change, but the laws haven't changed, have they?
Yeah, no.
It makes you wonder who he was associating with at that time, because don't you think that things are normal when people around you are thinking the same way you are?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, and look, he obviously thought that stuff was acceptable or at least excusable. Because he was doing it so often.
Or that no one would ever tell on him.
Or he would be on reproach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that could be. And could discount that.
And listen, you also ended yesterday with Chuck Grassley and the DOJ. Did you already go over that?
No. I need to. I've got the story over here somewhere. Yeah. I got it right here. I'll go over it.
Are you going to hang up on me or can I stay on the line?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go over right this second. I got to get a break in.
Oh, okay.
But
we'll
go. How about right at 11 o'clock? So I want to talk to Ken when we get back from the break.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Good, sir.
All right.
Yep. Thank you very much for your time.
Certainly. I'm glad this Miami. He's a good listener.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yep.
He gets it. He gets it almost like my friend Troop Booth does over at Heirloom Jewelers. If you have not had an opportunity to get to Heirloom Jewelers, let me tell you, you guys don't know what to expect.
You don't know what to expect till you walk in. He's open right now. You can go by there. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. But he also, you know, in addition to the fine rings and brooches and bracelets and necklaces and earrings and things he sells, heirloom quality, antique heirloom quality jewelry, he also buys and sells used fine watches. Used fine watches. Rolex is mainly, but you can trade your watch out for a new one or just cash out of the luxury watch game altogether at Troop Booth's location over there on Vaughn Road, Heirloom Jewelers, over at Heirloom Jewelers. So get by there when you get a chance. Troop Booth is a gemological guru, a gemological genius is what I call him. He is a GIA certified diamond specialist. So you know you're dealing with somebody who understands the diamond game inside and out. 44 years Heirloom Jewelers has been in the business, founded by his great grandparents. Sorry, I didn't mean to make him that old, Troop. If they're listening, I'd apologize. Founded by his grandparents. So he's a third generation jewelry guy. So get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. You will not be disappointed, I can assure you. The selection is incredible. And if you have some fine diamonds or high-end jewelry you want them to take a look at, maybe price for you, luxury watch, Rolex, something like that, you can trade it up or you can cash it out. So get by there. It's a really unique store. Great, great asset. The only one like it in town. So get by Heirloom Jewelers. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman, more Trisha on the other side of the break.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, but
are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. 53 minutes after 10 o'clock. 7 minutes to the top of the hour. An hour, 7 minutes until the Dan Morris Show. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman, we're here with you every day on News and Views. Trisha joins us on Wednesdays.
Good morning.
Ken doesn't join us enough. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
And lady.
Hello.
I'm doing well, thanks. Yesterday, you asked me who I originally supported.
That was
on the
phone
Republican
call.
Side.
Yep.
And it surprised me a bit that it took me a minute or two. So I posed the same question to Dee Dee this morning, and it took her half a minute to recall, because I think both of us went from Newt to Cruz to Arena, even Marco at one time. Maybe even Bush that we.
So you did all you could to avoid the Trump train before jumping aboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But two of my three sons prevailed on me, but my support settled on in the primaries, and with a guy having a fundraiser by the name of John Philip Sousa IV, who could resist? Ben Carson was my choice through the primary.
I liked Ben.
I remember that.
I liked Ben, too.
Yeah. He was my choice to get himself active in politics long before that, when he spoke truth to what passed for power at the time at prayer breakfast. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Good, strong conservative beliefs and a heck of a career. And it dawns on me that our better presidents have been those with minimal, if zero, prior political office. Mm-hmm. Eisenhower, Reagan to some extent. He became a politician when he got himself elected in California, but did not ever begin as a politician. As a matter of fact, he was a union man, you remember.
Right.
Headed up the Screen Actors Guild or whatever their union was. But Eisenhower and now Trump with zero prior political experience. And I think this one's going to go down in history. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
To Charles Hollis, I really do enjoy his views and his comments and his calls. But if he's still got a day job, Charles, you better keep it.
I love the singing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I...
It's like the most gorgeous sonnet I've ever heard.
The song I was considering when you said it was far too early to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and enjoy the wine. Good grief, it's been Wednesday almost 11 hours now.
That's true.
Alan Jackson with Jimmy Buffett's help had a good song.
That's exactly right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Dr. Ken.
Amen. Enjoy it, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Our number 272-9228. Boomer.
It's 5 o'clock always on beautiful Lake Jordan. I promise you that. Matter of fact, I'm sitting out here, just got through Gas Book Pontoon. Me and Miss Teresa getting a stroll around and maybe even pop a look top or not.
What happened to your day job?
Baron, I checked you a while back. I don't know if you got it or not.
I did. I was setting it up. You don't ruin the setup. You just...
Well, I'm not going to say... I won't say nothing, okay? How about I'll just do... Anyway, Miss Teresa and I are going to take some time off and just enjoy life for a while.
after 25 plus years, I got one. I'm just going to take some time off. And everything's cool, folks. My health is great. So please, people think I'm getting calls. I'm fine. Miss Teresa's fine. Our health's great. It's just you don't go nowhere. You don't do nothing. You work your butts off 24/7. Miss Teresa deserves the time. I deserve a little break. And we're going to enjoy life for a while. There's places in this world I want to see that I've never been to. But we will be back sometime, and there will be some stuff on this Lake Jordan. There will be some ice cream over the summer, and I will pay you for this plug. And you see me out there in a big green Boomer Tees boat like you see every summer, there will be still ice cream and boiled peanuts. But Gary, I didn't call for that, but thank you so much for allowing me to tell people, because this is something after 26 years was a hard decision to make, but I love everyone. I love my customers, and I want to thank each and everybody that's ever ate a Boomer Tees. I mean, hell, my wife was in... She was in Costa Rica. Hell, she was in Mexico over the weekend. And a man ran into her that knew Boomer Tees. I mean, that's how wild we are. And it's because of people like your show, Baron and Jack, and that young lady sitting, I don't know if she knows me, but your show, this station, me, my wife, thank y'all so much for everything y'all have ever given us.
Well, you've been a fun part of this program, and
I'm gonna continue on. It's just Baron, thank you. And I'm gonna be continuing on. It's just I just need to take some time, some break, get some things done around the house, blah blah. Well, what I wanna say is, folks, I'm very disappointed in the people of Elmore County. You had two great people you could have put in the probate judge's office and for the house down there in Senate or whatever. And we didn't do it. Folks, I live in Elmore County. I've been here 20 years. I got it pretty good on this lake. I don't know about where you're at. But I tell you one thing. What you get now, what you get in Wetumpka and Elmore County, may God be with you. Because if you don't change the good old boy politics and you don't get them out and you keep putting them in over and over and over and over again, there's nothing going to change. If you look in Montgomery, you look in Prattville, you look in even Millbrook, the growth is going on. Elmore County, shame on you. Shame on you. That's all I want to say. I'm very disappointed in my people in Elmore County. Baron, Jack, you have a beautiful young lady. Thank you for letting me allow this time. May God bless